Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God is Good. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Can you testify here tonight that the good news of the goodness of God and God's good things had in it the power to turn your life around? Turn you from one way of living to another way of living. From bondage to freedom. From sickness to health. From poverty to plenty. Does it have within it the power to do that? Yes, it does. But men and religions have tried other things to turn. They've tried all kinds of things. They've tried reasoning. They've tried intellectual prowess. They've tried craftiness. They've tried rules and regulations and a whole lot of condemnation. There is no power in those things for a man or woman's life to be turned around. That's why you see the utter failure of tradition and religion without God and the true gospel. People will go through the motions, but their personal life is a disaster. They've done it all. They've done what the people told them to do, but there's no freedom. They're still in bondage. And they feel bad. They feel terrible. All the guilt is there, but there's no power to turn your life around. Tell me again from the Bible. Tell me again from the scripture. What has the power to turn a man or woman's life around? The good news of the good things. Good things. Good news of the good things of our good God. Can you say amen? Jeremiah, you don't have to turn there, but Jeremiah 31:12 says this: they shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord. They'll flow together to what? To the goodness. What draws people? What's going to pull them in? We can do 10,000 bake sales and yard sales and garage sales and witty things, and it's not going to get it done. What will get it done? Did you know that religion actually teaches Christians to hide goodness, to hide blessing? To hide it, to downplay it, to cover it up. Why? Because the devil knows this is the thing that's going to bring people out of their house and to the church. It's going to bring people out of fear to come on in and get saved. What? When they hear about how good God is. And where are the people that are not coming to church? Where are they going to hear about it? Somebody said on the internet. That'll help. But not all of them are watching the internet. They should hear about it through you. Instead of you trying to preach down to them that they're a sinner and they need to change, they need to hear out of your mouth how good God is to you. And they need to see it. They need to hear it, and they need to see it, and they need to hear it big and see it big. That every time you turn around, you're talking about how good God is. And every time they see you come in, you got something new, and you got some new light and revelation, and you've got some new favor and some new opportunity and some new goal. And you're always saying, God is so good. How'd you get there? God is good. I'm telling you, He is so good to me. This will pull on people irresistibly. It'll pull them to turn and repent and come to God. Will it or not? But this has not been the thing that's been emphasized. In fact, people, Christians by the millions, they hide their blessings and they downplay them. If they get something good and somebody finds out about it, they go, "How'd you find out about that? I didn't tell anybody. Did you get a new car?" "Well, yeah. Who wants to know?" Especially preachers. I have talked to so many preachers. Years ago, I got a new Corvette. And I drove it into a place, and a pastor come out, he's looking at it, he said, "Man, that's pretty." I said, "It drives just as good." I said, "Maybe you ought to get one." He said, "Oh, I could not. What if my people saw me driving a red Corvette?" I said, "Maybe they'd be happy for you." He said, "Not my people." I don't know. And I know people that have gotten stuff and hid it. They hid it. They only drive it. They never drive it to church. What are they doing? They're hiding. Is it a good car? Did the Lord bless you with it? Is it a good thing or a bad thing? But people are taught by religion, no. Don't make a deal out of that, because that's you're just trying to show off. Well, you know your heart whether you're trying to show off or whether you're proclaiming the goodness of God. You know your own heart, the difference between the two. Well, no, nobody wants to know that you know, you got something good. Yeah, they do. Y'all want to know? You want to hear about it? I had a fellow pastor tell me a year or so ago, he said, "Brother Keith," he said, "you tell your people everything. You just tell it all." I said, "They like it." They like to know. Amen. And they're happy about it. We took somebody out on our boat, you know, the Lord gave us, what was it, a year or two ago. And they said, "Brother Keith, this is a nice boat." I said, "Yeah, it's nice. It's a good boat." And they said, "What if some of your people see you out here on it?" I mean, this is kind of a small town. I mean, what if somebody sees you out here on this big boat? I said, they'll say, "I recognize that. That's the boat they put up on the screen there in the church." Someone probably say, "I got seed in that boat. I got a boat harvest coming." Huh? We've actually had people say, "Well, you know, I'm going to leak that on you. I'm going to tell that on you." So we told the whole church, "What you going to leak? What you going to tell?" There's one lady told Phyllis one time, she said, "I'm going to tell about the trouble that you and Brother Keith had years ago." She said, "I stood up at the marriage meeting and told all the folks about it." "What you going to tell?" And they're like, nothing to say. This kind of takes the fun out of folks writing articles on you and taking pictures and stuff. Why? Because you know it. You saw it. You sowed toward some of it, right? I mean, thank you, Lord. But if we hide, you and me hide the goodness, we are taking away one of the most powerful tools that God intended to use to draw people into Him, because the devil has lied on God and people do not really believe He's this good. Amen. And the church has contributed to it, because if anything good did happen, they covered it up, scared somebody's going to see it, and they're going to be afraid. Oh, people will talk. God wants them talking. He wants them talking. It's not what you got, it's how you got it. Now, if you lied, you stole, I wouldn't be surprised why you want it covered up. You don't want anybody to know. But if you sowed your seed and God did it for you, And it came the right way. That's not the thing to cover up. Wear it. Live in it. Drive it. And tell it. Now, I know some people don't have enough light. They'll just think you're bragging. Even if you do it with the most humble heart, they'll still think, well, look, they're coming and bragging about that new thing they got. That's why you got to do it with the utmost humility that you know how. And you don't talk about you. You talk about God. But even if you do it perfectly, there's some folk that just total darkness and they don't even understand what's going on. So they'll say, you come in here bragging because they got that new car. Well, they think they're something, don't they? And you may have to endure some of that. That can be some of the persecution for reaping the harvest. But it'll work on them. I said it'll work on them. And the goodness of God will be in front of them every time they're around you. Every time you come in and go out, the goodness of God. Because you're not telling that you did it and you got it because you were so smart or because you were so good. You never say a word like that. You're saying, God is so gracious. He is so good. He'll just bless you. He'll just bless you beyond your wildest imagination. He'll just do exceeding abundantly above everything you ever asked or thought. He is so good. That draws men and women to turn and come to God. Is it true? Yes, it is. Listen to these scriptures. Are you still got Isaiah or not? Good. Go to 63. 63:7. It says, I will mention the loving kindnesses of the Lord. I'll do what? Talk about it. Tell it. And the praises of the Lord according to all that the Lord has bestowed on us and the great goodness toward the house of Israel, which he has bestowed on them according to his mercies and according to the multitude of his loving kindnesses. The New Living says, I will tell of the Lord's unfailing love. I will praise the Lord for all he has done. I will rejoice in his great goodness. I'm going to tell it, he said. What did the psalmist say? Let the redeemed of the Lord cover it up and hide it. No, let them say so. Let them say so.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God is Good, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God. Be to God who gives me